Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Angus genetics will be showcased from all over the country at the 2nd Annual Cattlemen's Congress. Come see the Penn and Carload Show of Angus Bulls and Heifers on Friday, January the 7th, followed by the 83rd Annual National Angus Bull Sale at 2 p.m. in the Super Barn Sales Arena at the Oklahoma City Fairground. Angus breeders will be selling over 50 top Angus bulls on January the 7th, and you can come be a part of the sale, or you can bet online at cci.live. For more information, go to angus.org for details about all the Angus events at Cattlemen's Congress.
When you're ready to get to work, your equipment needs to be ready to go. P&K Equipment is here to help. Shop with confidence and find all the parts you need for your John Deere equipment at P&K. We have the largest inventory of parts in Oklahoma, so P&K has the part you need to keep your tractor or mower running great. Our trained technicians can service your equipment on site, in the field, or in our shop. Need help trailering your equipment in for service? We'll help with pickup and deliver back to you. Stop in and see us, give us a call, or shop online anytime at pkequipment.com.
2021 has been a hard year for farmers and ranchers, but it's also been full of some wins for the American Farmers and Ranchers Cooperative. AFR President Scott Blubaugh tells us about a couple of highlights from 2021.
You know, I'd say our number one issue that we worked on this year was probably the cattle market, concentration in the cattle market, and antitrust issues that go right along with that. That's probably been our number one issue that we've been talking about now for 2 years, but it's really escalated this year at the Congress with the Senate having a hearing. And then I spoke at the U.S. House of Representatives Agriculture Committee hearing on the concentration issue in the cattle market and the livestock industry. So we've got their attention at the White House and in Congress, both the branches of Congress. And so, you know, we still have a lot of work to do, but it seems like there's definitely a will to do something now. I think the big Phoenix meeting that was held this summer with all of the cattle industry elected officials, leaders from around the country, got together in a small room. I was fortunate to be asked to be in there and participate. Those groups, a lot of times they don't like each other very much, and they have lots of differences of opinion. But we were, as an industry, we were able to come together and come up with some solutions that we could send to Congress and send to the White House. And I think we're going to see some of those implemented in the coming year.
Medical marijuana, another big topic in 2021.
I've learned an awful lot about medical marijuana this year. You know, at the state capitol, it looks like at the state level, that's going to be the issue that takes up most of their time. I believe there's over 100 bills filed that deal with medical marijuana in some way or somehow. So they're going to have their handful out there working through those this year. But it's a complicated issue. There are lots of pieces to the puzzle. They're just going to have to take it one bite at a time. And basically it's a wild west right now, and there's virtually no rules. So anyway, we'll see what the state legislature, what they come up with, but I do think it's going to take most of their time up.
To hear more of my conversation with AFR's Scott Blubaugh, go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news on Ron. If you ever find yourself in a dispute, don't forget about the Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program. The Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program has been helping people in agriculture resolve conflicts since 1987. Their professional mediators can help farmers and ranchers and federal agencies work together to reach a good solution without getting into the courts. So the next time a conflict comes up with lease issues or family farm transitions, neighbor disputes, or anything else that might need a mediator, give Oklahoma Ag Mediation a call at 800-248-5465 or go to ok.gov/mediation. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.